Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike Shope and are. The Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Never, and there's no doubt about it, has this room ever been more riveted by a Diamondbacks game.
I don't think I can start the show.
I want to wait, too.
We've got a bit pause. We're waiting for this high drama here at, what did you say the name of this ballpark is?
This would be Truist Park.
Truist Park
in Atlanta.
Oh! Wow, almost a wild pitch.
How did this happen? So, I get here, you're here before me today. I get here, the game's just kind of going along, it's on. I say something about, why not golf? And you're like, hasn't started yet. So we're on baseball. We're on Diamondbacks Braves. And I'm, you know, just checking it out.
Yeah.
We're both sort of alternating, taking looks at it. The ninth inning maybe started 10-4?
I think that's right.
10-3 or 10-4, not
10-5
anything else.
Or more, yeah.
No, the first homer made it 10-5.
Yeah.
Arizona's losing to Atlanta. 10-5, 10-7. Both times I left the room. And came back, and right. Arizona hit home runs in the ninth inning.
The second home run was a 3-run shot, so it was
2-4. 2-run shot.
Sorry.
No, right?
I thought.
Do you think it was 10-3?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, the second time you left the room, when you walked back in, I think that guy had hit a 3-run home
okay.
run.
Okay, then it would have been 10-3 to 10-4 to 10-7 to 10-9. 2 out, 2 on, 3-2, what have we got?
Oh, boy.
We got a ball game.
We got a tie. We got extra innings on getaway day.
That's going to be the lead.
Extra innings. Oh, yeah,
that's going to be the lead.
It is the lead. That's 2 runs. Okay.
You know, it's sports.
What a job here by these Diamondbacks.
7 or 8 runs already in the ninth inning at Atlanta.
Thursday afternoon. Everyone wants to just get on the plane and go wherever they're going
Cincinnati.
Next.
Cincinnati.
Right? They're going to Cincinnati. Atlanta's going to San Francisco.
That's correct.
Right? We know these things because we're professional sports watchers.
We're locked in.
We are here. We've been watching this for 30 minutes, maybe.
Maybe.
But man,
I think this inning has gone 30
so
minutes.
So compelling.
I'm into it. I love it. We got an 8-run ninth. down 10-3 to 11-10 or 10-4 to 11, whatever it is.
Yeah, sorry. I might be botching that two- or three-run home run thing, but it's not that big a deal either way. It's a big comeback and not at all
what I was planning on talking about 5 minutes ago.
Sure. Well, there's always that, sure. But just, you know, cruise control. You know,
you gotta love baseball.
Just gonna get out of here. Let's just go. You know, we gotta get on the plane.
This is not possible in most sports.
How do you mean?
You're near the end of the game and you're way behind. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Hockey, football, basketball. There's nothing you can do about it. You're down whatever the equivalent of 10-3 is. You know, almost to the end of the game. It's over.
Yep.
Your backups are in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Golf, you could blow up. You could have a lead in golf. You could go Vandeveld and blow up.
Double, and like suddenly it's tight.
Golf is never over till it's over. But, you know, football's definitely over before it's over many times. Mm-hmm. Hockey, basketball, not baseball.
Yeah, whatever we could, yeah, I don't know, maybe there's some theory out there, an algorithm that would tell you what a comparable lead in the other sports would be to 10-3 or 10-4. But it's probably two scores in football at least.
It's the third quarter. You couldn't come back from whatever that is in, you know, this amount of time. You'd have to do it it's like the Bills Oilers.
Right.
Or something where you'd have to come back from, you know, that far behind, but you'd have to have time to do it. In baseball, you know,
there's no time. It's just outs.
Just three outs.
You got to get the outs.
Who even knows if Arizona wanted to win this game?
No time limits.
You mentioned the plane. Like, who even knows if they were, like, would they have taken, how many guys on that team going into the top of the ninth inning would have taken a comeback? You take the comeback versus let's get out of here and eat. Go to Cincinnati.
I don't
have a night.
I don't have a grasp of the AL West standings or NL West standings.
They're
excuse
in
me.
Fourth. They're like 500.
Okay.
They're, you know, they were just in the World Series 2 years ago, but like they're pretty good. They're okay. This goes back to our conversation.
There's
definitely a baseball team on June 5th really care.
There's definitely at least one guy on that team that has plans to meet someone in Cincinnati at a certain time.
Yes.
It could be a woman. It could just be an old college friend, whatever.
Could be dad.
I don't have to make this salacious, but, you know.
Could be anything.
Anyway, could be anything. That person or those persons, anyone that had that sort of arrangements, we're sitting in the dugout as the railer started just like going, oh, come on, man.
This was me once.
I don't need this right now.
This was sort of me once. Do you want to know that story?
Sure.
When I was doing my 1 year of AAA baseball, you know, I've referenced this before, and in a couple of examples, I think I'm right, sort of like feel like I was sort of made to be sort of, I was kind of set up, I think, a couple times.
Okay.
But I've known for many, many years that, like, my future was not in working for a team.
Mm-hmm.
Could never work for a team.
Right.
But in that particular year, I was, and I didn't really know where I was going yet. So I was doing radio. I was the second guy. We traded innings, you know, like, I was just sort of like, I was 23. And there was a night, I just met a woman that I was excited about, and she was waiting for me. And there was a night where it rained in like the eighth inning. And, you know, what am I doing? I'm looking at my phone. Was there a phone?
Yeah. How long ago was this?
1995.
You probably weren't looking at your phone.
I probably wasn't looking at my phone, but I was. There were ways to find, like, what does the forecast look like? What are we looking at? It's AAA. Can we just call it? Right? Do I need to finish? I'm not on the team.
Do you remember the score of the game?
No. Like,
was it
no. Okay. I have no idea what the score of the game was. I just remember it was pouring late. It was already late. Maybe it wasn't even close. Maybe the game wasn't close. So you just sort of like, let's bail.
Right.
In like normal life, you would just be like, all right, that's it.
Right. Fans probably left this.
Fans left.
In droves.
In droves. And I'm sitting there going, do I really need to stay for this? I kind of want to leave. You know? You can relate.
But
I'm 23.
Oh my God, yes.
I kind of want to leave. Who remembers this? I mean, it's so long. Like, yes, right? This feeling. So
but it's your inning, right? You can't you got to fill during a rain delay, right?
No, like, we were not even on the air.
Oh, wow.
No, we were not even on the air. It's the minors. Like, you're not on the air. You sent it to the network
or
something. You mean
Red Wings magazine took over? Like,
what was that? What would have been on?
A famous old game from the Red Wings archive?
Tim Neverett. How do you like that name?
All right.
How do you like that poll? Tim Neverett.
Neverett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a late night, like Pharrell.
Okay.
Some late night national syndicated radio guy. You don't remember Tim Neverett?
No, I don't.
I think he went to do play-by-play for the Dodgers, even,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I don't just recognize the name.
Deep voice guy. I don't know if he had anything to say, but he was somebody that might have been who we flipped the switch to while the rain delay was happening in Rochester.
You're sitting there. You want to leave, but...
We're doing nothing.
Right. Except waiting for the rain to stop.
Except waiting for the rain to stop.
If you can finish this game.
And I go, you know what, guys? I'm going to take off. So I did. And they like 2 hours later, I want to say, they resumed to my horror.
Mm-hmm.
They resumed the game.
Without?
And I wasn't there. And I'm sure that was bad.
Do you remember if there were any repercussions? Was there a meeting?
I remember that I was not hired back.
Okay.
I remember that I was not retained by the organization.
Right.
There was another time where, like, again, like, I'm not proud of any of this.
You recently
it was a great night. I'm not proud of any of this.
All right. You recently told a story about getting admonished for using, what phrase? You said something.
The little lefty.
The little lefty, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that same
30
year.
Years ago.
So you could have been, you know, not retained because of that.
I don't think I was considered a team player, and I don't think that judgment was incorrect.
Yeah, right. It doesn't sound like you were a team player.
No, I mean,
you wanted to leave to go meet a girl.
Yeah. I was making, I don't know, $25 a game or something like that, and right. I just made, I think it was a poor choice. Because what I always did, does anybody care about this? It's still 11-10 Diamondbacks.
Absolutely not. No, but please continue.
What I always did was, like, you know, say yes to everything. That's my speech in schools. Always do it.
Right.
But for, you know, it's sort of, it kind of goes back and forth. You feel like you're not being respected, maybe, and then they're feeling like they're not being respected, and it just sort of gets worse.
Yeah.
It's like in a life situation. But I remember there was another time where it was rainy and super windy, and it was like, all right, all hands on deck. Let's go down to the field and, like, fix the field. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I didn't sign up for that. I'm not grounds crew.
Right. You want to go,
but, you know, okay.
You want me to go rake mud?
Yeah, they wanted me to rake mud.
Right.
I'm like, okay, I guess we're doing that.
Wow.
But that's kind of what the mentality you need.
That's the minor leagues, right.
It's fun, yeah. Interesting to talk to, like, Pat about this, or guys that have really, you know, put their yeah. put their time, the hard yards in.
Yeah.
Quote, I mean, it's relative, but still, like, I don't know. So it's 11-10 Diamondbacks, bottom of the ninth.
Run
That's
around first.
The story.
Yeah, so.
You want to know what I was going to ask you? We have Trista. We have Travis. Game's over.
Ball
Arizona
game.
Wins.
Inning-ending, game-ending, double play.
What a cool comeback.
Yeah. Let me go to the golf now. This is where that all started.
Do you know what I was going to ask? You don't know what I was going to ask you.
No.
I kind of liked it.
You started to say we got Trista and Travis today.
Trista and Travis.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
What you were going to ask me?
Yeah.
I think you still can. It's only 3:13.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman, Ravens receiver, got a contract extension today. 3 years, up to $36.75 million, $20 million guaranteed. Before you say it, I know he's a wide receiver. Would you do that for James Cook?
No.
So I think the most interesting, even maybe controversial thing from Bulldog about the Bills right now is that he does not want to pay James Cook 5 cents more, or is that going too far? Like, is there a new contract for James Cook that you would support?
Anything under $10 million a year, maybe, yeah. But I don't even love that. I just think it's likely that you're going to regret it at some point. And I don't want to give really almost any running back a second contract. So I definitely don't want it to be more than 10. Like I think I've said along, if they get 3 for 30, you know, something along those lines done, I'm okay. You know, keep the peace, kind of like you're saying. You know, let's keep the peace. But I don't need it to happen. I don't need it to happen. I think
you might need it to happen.
I don't know. I kind of doubt it. I just don't think there's any leverage on his side. And for all the talk about, you know, will the guys be mad, you know, if he's not taken care of? I mean, maybe, but they might also be mad if Cook doesn't show up and put in his time. Like, we're all in this together, right? So this is your situation. They've got you. You're stuck. And what are you going to do for us? You know, it should be a two-way street. I think we mostly look at it from a standpoint. I do, myself, look at it from, you know, is Cook unhappy? And then does that spill over into the team? And is there a problem? But I think it's incumbent on the player to hold up his end of it, too, and be there for the guys. Like, you've got the contract. Let's go win this thing, and the business will take care of itself next offseason. I think there's something to be said for that. Do I want to interrupt? I'm enjoying the question.
No, I'm waiting. You're fine. We'll get
Tom.
Fine.
Tom Pelissero has just tweeted that. I'm going to read the tweet exactly as it's written here.
Please say Renegade A-Rod.
Renegade A-Rod, four-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers, informed the Steelers he'll fly to Pittsburgh on Friday and sign before next week's minicamp. Sources tell the insiders. Renegade A-Rod.
That's the Pittsburgh. You know, it's very clever.
Yeah.
He's not even A-Rod.
No.
He can't even be A-Rod. We have an A-Rod. Sorry.
You're gonna go
sorry, dude.
Renegade Aaron Rodgers. No, okay, but who cares? I don't need A-Rod there.
Who cares?
Anyway, so that's happening. That seems pretty significant. I mean, at least from a talking about it standpoint, I don't know how big of a deal it's going to be on the field for them, but still.
You just went into this whole thing about how, like, the players wouldn't respect Cook.
Maybe, yeah. That they would expect him to come in and give them what he's got.
Which is still, I believe, the likeliest scenario. But I still don't think the Bills will let it get to the point where Cook, the proverbial tail between his legs, comes in a week into training camp. Like, all right, well, whoops. I think they would want to. They would want to have him on the team for the next 2 years. I think they would want that. So that fits. Like, then you have a compromise. That if Cook isn't just completely unwilling to come down, which I think, you know, these kinds of things usually the player does do that. So that's my prediction for what happens with him, and that the Bills would just not want scorched earth. Like, they're just not a team that has been that way or has incentive to do that right now. I think 8 years ago, sure, you want to get paid? I don't care. You're traded. That's it.
Right.
But other than the fact that he's a running back, and I think that's maybe the only way in to a scenario where they just refuse, like the Brandon Bean and second contracts for running backs. Like, I mean, our guest yesterday didn't, right, Ian, or maybe Rich Rebar, maybe other, lots of people have pointed that out. Like, that Bean does not have a history. He has no history of doing that. Other than the position in play here, I just don't think it makes sense for the Bills at all to ignore him, basically.
Well, I don't either think that just because he didn't sign, really, it was Ian Harditz yesterday who said it, and then said very quickly, it's really only been Devin Singletary. Because Moss was gone before he even got halfway through his second year, I think, or maybe third, whatever. He just never got there. Singletary did. They let him go. And I thought that was the right call. I wouldn't assume that he doesn't want to do something with Cook, but the way that Bean sounded when he last addressed this was that they're so far apart on value that there's no point in continuing to talk because a compromise is not realistic. From where you think, you know, you want us to get to and where we are, And, you know, somewhere in there lies maybe a place where they'd be willing to go to. But it's so far from where he wants to be as it is that what are we even talking about? There's no middle ground here. We don't like your middle ground even is way too much for us, if there even is one from Cook's standpoint. So that's why I think it's been most likely all along here that, you know, unless Cook really changes his tune, but, you know, for Cook's standpoint, this might qualify as sticking up for him. He might want to bet on himself. If he thinks whatever they're offering is so far under, my guess is that it is, under what he thinks he deserves, that what he would like to do is put down, and there's great risk in this, of course, playing a high collision, violent sport where injuries happen all the time. Bet on me. I'm gonna go give you this same year. You don't think I can get 16 touchdowns again, smart guy on the radio? Well, here I come.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go do it.
Enjoy your nine.
And then I'm gonna go off into the sunset in free agency.
Oof.
Your best chance to keep me is gone now. And, you know, Cook, they're a good team. He's going to get probably the same workload he had last year.
And, all 44% of it.
And expect to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That to me, there's not – it's not all one way. Like, the Bills don't want to do it. I think that, like I said, I think there probably has been a number they have. It's way below what he's looking for. And so a guy will eventually, sure, you want to stay away from the first mandatory thing of the year? Great. I'm not expecting him at minicamp either.
I think.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he walked in the first day of training camp and just said, okay, let's go. It's time to go play.
And I just don't think the Bills would show him up like that. To me, that's what that – I would see that as that, even though he already has that deal. But I think with Barkley and Henry and Swift and Mixon – last year's guys, and then Barkley and Henry again this year, the money, the cap always just shooting up. The money devoted to running backs, it would seem almost militant if the Bills did not give him something after that season on a team this good. I think maybe 2 years ago it would have seemed more like, no, right, this is fair. Mm-hmm. This is what you should do. But the way everything, with how much has changed in the last 2 years – in terms of running backs and money and the cap overall, I think it would come off really badly. This is where I'm sort of on Cook's side, I guess. Like, I think it would come off really badly if the Bills just basically said, no, you have a contract. I mean, that sounds like Ralph Wilson to me a little bit. That sounds like, you know, teams recognize like situations and when a guy has outperformed his deal, and Cook really has. And if it's all, if you want to say like I sometimes do, if it's all about offensive line and Josh Allen and everything else, I mean, there were big runs, there were wins, the Chief game. I mean, I feel like he has. And teams, when that happens, tend to, you know, come across. Anyway, all right. Diamondbacks, this is still the first part of the, we're still just getting started here.
Yeah, we had Aaron Rodgers is coming to Pittsburgh to sign a contract. The Bills are being dragged back into the Ralph Wilson era here by you.
Yes. Hypothetically.
And yes, we had that that wild finish in the baseball game.
Hypothetically, I'm not saying this will happen. I think it won't happen. Rodgers will reportedly travel to Pittsburgh tomorrow and sign and then be at mandatory minicamp. How about that? Next week. I would have guessed, I was assuming he would play for Pittsburgh, but skip all the mini camp stuff and then show up for training camp, kind of like how we played the Jets thing. But, oh, wow, what a guy. He's going to be at mandatory mini camp next week, they say. Trista makes her return. That hasn't been that long.
No, it's been since the spring, you know.
A month?
Yeah, a little more maybe. Like when the NBA playoffs were starting, I think we would have touched base with her.
NFL draft? I don't know. Trista Crick coming up next. We'll talk about the NBA Finals and the Aaron Rodgers story and more with Trista. It's always a good time. Travis Yost today. Edmonton wins game one in overtime last night over Florida. Game two is tomorrow night. And I've already sort of pinned you on what I think is your most, quote, controversial Bills take. I mean, you might not even agree with that. I had a good one
So this is what we just talked about is what this is?
Not wanting to pay James Cook anything.
Right. Okay.
To me is like, that would be very weird. I have another one that I thought of last night. News today in the NFL changed this a little bit, but I'm ready with a thing. I'm ready with a Bills idea that you're going to just think is ridiculous. I guess I want to say I hope everybody thinks it's ridiculous.
I think you're ridiculous.
I would be ridiculous to even mention this, but I'm going to do it at some point. Trista, after the break, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Steve, obviously, is a pioneer for Canadian basketball. He started the whole thing, I guess you can say, from the way he plays to the way he carries himself to his approach to the game. Like, I learned so much from Steve being a 17-year-old kid in 2 weeks of time. That helped me get here for sure. So the things he's done with Canada basketball in a whole and just pushed the culture forward has been amazing.
Welcome back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander talking about Steve Nash. This won't necessarily surprise you. I don't know a lot about this player, but I know he's been amazing. Won the MVP, has been great in the playoffs, putting down kind of historical numbers. And he grew up in Hamilton. So, respect. He moved to Chattanooga in his high school years to play there, then went to Kentucky and to the NBA. Not that our guest on the West Her Hotline doesn't know all of this. Trista Crick with us. Trista, mother to Ollie. Do you do that, Trista? Do you do the thing where you consider your dog like your child?
I'm not sure yet. I think Ollie is a little bit of a different dog than Emma. He's a lot more clingy. He's a lot more baby-like. Emma was 6 months when I got her. He was 4 months when I got him. He's very, like, you can't really go anywhere without him or he'll squeak and cry. So he's sitting on my lap right now. So I feel a little bit more motherly towards him than I did Emma at his age.
I hope you're covering his ears while you're talking about him like this. It's awkward. He's right there in your lap.
I know. It's tough.
Dog mom. I've been texting, indulgently, texting Trista videos of my Margot. Just
so adorable.
Racing through the house and, you know.
Chunky.
Pugs, I guess, have a reputation for being fat. And my guy is like a rabbit. I mean, she just runs through the house. You can't even make her out. So when
she's like a blur.
She's a blur.
She's like the smoke monster from Lost.
So exactly right. When a friend of mine, the pug contest started on Underdog, like one of their fantasy contests, like, oh, too bad the pug, which is fast drafts only, wouldn't be named for a fast dog. I'm like, stop right there. Let me show you something. and put on the Discord a video of Margot like racing through the house. Anyway, Trista, how's life? I mean, are you out west? How are things going with mom and the deck and all your furniture?
Out west. I just got back from Vegas last weekend. I went on behalf of Meta to the UFC Apex event, which I don't know if you guys are UFC fans, but I've never been to one before, so that was my first one. And it was drama, guys. We had the wife of a UFC fighter get mad that I was filming her, so she put her hands on me. We had the Meta Ray-Ban glasses that I was taking video on, and that was awesome. And I ended up winning on Brahimov by submission, plus 650. He was an underdog in the fight.
All right, me too.
Guy.
No, I'm kidding.
You had
no, I didn't. No, I don't know. I'm just goofing with you. Go ahead, please. Sorry.
I was gonna say. So I was just out there blindly betting people I didn't really know anything about.
That's the way to do it.
And then the headliners, the two women, this woman, Macy Barber, I feel bad for her because she missed weight by a half a pound. So she was going to have to give 20% of her purse away anyway. Anyway, she had a seizure-like event seconds before a walkout, and they canceled the fight.
Ooh.
Seconds before the fight began, after the hype video.
Oh, wow. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Right, so the lights were down, and like it was time for her to come out, and nothing happened. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, this feels like it's never happened before. And they're like, this is extremely rare. And so there's been all this tea afterwards, all this drama. The woman that she was fighting, Erin Blanchfield, she was talking hella smack, being like, I'll never fight her again. Her life is a total mess. I should have known she was going to do this to me. And it's like, yo, she's in the hospital. So I did that. That was fun. I was in L.A. for another meeting with Meta. So I've just been traveling a lot. I'll be at Summer League again in Vegas. I did Cameron and Mace, It Is What It Is this week. So just lots of hits, still doing the podcast, Heat Check on the NBA. Also have a new podcast that's been out about a month, a little bit more than a month, called Let Her Shoot, which is a all-women sports podcast, which I think is very good.
Nice.
Probably doesn't exist anywhere else. So, yeah, it's been busy, very busy. Also starting, I don't even know if I can really announce this yet, but I think I can, going to be starting as a betting contributor and analyst for NBC pretty much now, but really right. More so during football season. So, yeah, lots going on.
The star continues to rise. Are you legally prohibited from discussing this incident where this woman put her hands on you? Because I had one question.
No, I'm definitely able to talk about it.
Did it de-escalate on its own, or did security have to intervene, either like personal security, from her end, or just arena security?
Nothing happened. I just did nothing about it. I told no one. I just filmed it and I put it on the internet. That's it.
Okay.
Who was right? I mean,
probably both of us. She was unhappy that I was filming her without her permission. She was going insane in Polish for her guy, the male headliner, Gamrot, who was winning. And she was screaming obscenities in Polish for probably 10 minutes. So I filmed her. She noticed. She told me in Polish, hey, I don't want you filming me. I don't know Polish. And then she pushed my head.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The back of my head, forward. Hey, stop. So then I did nothing. I did nothing. I just laughed. And then I was with WNBA player Angel McCautry, who is awesome, and had my back. And she was like, do you want me to beat that ass? And I was like, no, I don't want you to beat anybody's ass.
That would have been a serious escalation of the situation there.
Yeah,
yes.
I want us to completely, like, be able to come back to any UFC event as guests. There's one in Abu Dhabi that I would love to go to. So let's just keep it friendly and move on.
I think there might have been some possibility that one of yourself or Angel would have been in the ring with the wife in Abu Dhabi after that. Or am I giving UFC too little credit?
I think you're giving up too little credit.
Okay, okay. It's not quite celebrity boxing. There wouldn't have been sort of an undercard.
Really quickly, I was leaving, and the guy that was like working the UFC event, he was like, so now that Macy's not fighting, oh, we need Let's you go. To step in. I was like, absolutely not. Right. I do not fight. I don't know anything. I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, you're like about 115, and she's probably 135 after cutting 20 pounds of weight. So you can get mopped up. And I was like, yes, I'm not a fighter. Yes, you're right.
This is the most UFC there's ever been talked about on this show. I can't even look at it.
Because of violence?
Yeah.
Because of it being violent?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was, you know, so this Apex, and I know, you probably don't know anything about it because I didn't.
Nope.
It's 300 people only inside of there. It's like a private event.
Oh, wow.
And only family, friends, and VIPs that spend $5,000 or more to go in.
Well, listen, we love you. I love you. Now I understand this woman objecting to your filming her a little bit more.
She thought she was at a private party.
This was not like the Caesar's Palace.
No, it wasn't Caesar's Palace, but I was there to film. That's what I was there to do. So I was supposed to be showing the whole sights and sounds.
Mm-hmm. All right.
My job.
Yeah.
So that's why I said we're both kind of right. She didn't know, but I also, that was what I was supposed to be doing. So where was I going with this about the Apex? So yes, so there's 300 people there, and the vibe is like very quiet. They don't have like really, they have music going, but they turn it off a lot. And so as the music stops, I'm like, me and Angel are both having a hard time taking in this. We've never done it. We've never seen it. It's like a lot. And I said to her, I just don't really like violence at all. As they shut the music off and everyone snaps their head back looking at me.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, I mean, like, to kind of, I meant for me. Like, I'm fine to watch this.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, right.
Probably right.
Right.
I am in the wrong place.
Well, Trista, we obviously got you on here. I love catching up here, and I hope our audience appreciates it too. But the NBA Finals begin tonight. First, before talking about the series and how heavy of a favorite Oklahoma City is, did you see them coming before this season began? Like, I put together a four-team championship parlay in February, and they were like at that point plus 200. They were the shortest odds in the whole thing. It was Dallas, and they're dead in the NHL, and the Mets and the Bills, so who cares? But Oklahoma City in February was plus 200, which, like, you know, says a lot about how they were thought of, I think.
Yeah, I think even last season they were the number one seed in the West. The fact that they got bounced by Dallas in the second round last year in game six, I want to say, very surprising, and not something that we really saw coming. Dallas is kind of the scary out-of-nowhere team. OKC probably should have made the finals last year, but they just hadn't seasoned enough. And so they ended up getting, you know, a lot of experience, but they ended up acquiring multiple players that really made them a lot better. Alex Caruso, who is a 6'5 defensive beast and also really great at catching and shooting threes, shoots 40% in that occurrence. And then they got another big man in Isaiah Hartenstein from New York. So they were kind of the favorite and the darling out of the West from the moment that they signed those two. And then obviously having the most amount of regular season wins, the best, you know, defensive rating in the league, the best, you know, just like point differential. And on top of that, like just kind of the MVP of the league, right? So, yeah, I think that a lot of people saw them coming. Now, I don't think anyone thought that Boston would be eliminated early. So they thought, oh, this would be a cute finals team that Boston will, you know, use their experience and their championship pedigree to kind of humble a little bit, just like Golden State humbled Boston when they face each other in the finals. But now that Boston's not there, you know, it kind of has felt like smooth sailing the entire way. And OKC's kind of been a buzzsaw.
Trista Crick with us on the Western Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So yes. If somebody listening or hosting has not seen an NBA game in a long time, has never seen this player, can you give us some perspective on what kind of a player is he? How good? Because as I mentioned, I think when you came on, the numbers on Alexander or Gilgeous-Alexander this year have been like historically good for a playoff run, and he is the MVP. Who does he compare to?
That's a great question. First and foremost, I think for like general audiences, SGA is a very slithery, lanky, unguardable scorer. One of the most smooth scorers in the NBA. He's very crafty. He's impossible to speed up. And he's the kind of guy who's as consistent as they come. He drops. He's pretty much had five consecutive 30-point scoring games and another four consecutive game 30-point scoring streak in this playoff. He's this, like, 6'6 hooper, and he plays almost at a pace that's incomprehensible in the sense that it's like almost like a jazz musician, very like somewhat frenetic, somewhat like that. He like moves like water, kind of like Bruce Lee. So he's got an amazing mid-range game, and that's kind of where he thrives. He's very shifty, but he's also an incredible defender. Even though he's not even close to the best defender on the Thunder, he'll average two steals per game and a block per game. He's, you know, all NBA guy. And think about, like, if Kobe's footwork met Kawhi's personality. He's just lethal. And he's also an incredible foul merchant, as they say. He can draw fouls like the best of them. But it's also just because he moves in such a, not erratic, but just in such a unique way. Almost like the guys outside of the pizza parlor where it's like that little blow-up man that moves weird in the wind.
Yes.
That's kind of how he moves in the paint.
How good a long-range shooter?
He's an okay long-range shooter.
Good enough?
He's not, like, he's good enough to be scary. He's better than John Morant. He can get you two, three threes a game, but he's not somebody that you really want to rely on for that. Not like exactly like Luka, but you know how Luka's not overall three-point percentage great, but when you need him to shoot a three, he can make one? That's kind of Shai. He's deadly from long range when the lights are the brightest.
So he grew up like an hour from here.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Hamilton, Ontario.
We're claiming him as our own now. I just decided.
I mean, Trista goes on these shows to talk hoops, and the questions have to be just insanely like detailed and hardcore. And then she comes on with us, like, all right, so tell us about this guy. Who is this guy?
Tell us about the best player in the league.
Tell us about the MVP in the NBA, please. Right. Describe him for us, Trista.
A lot of people, because you guys are probably, you guys, when did you stop watching NBA regularly?
Oh, man. It wasn't by choice so much. Like, I don't have any hatred toward the league. There are people who do. Like, they just sort of, they turn their back to it. That's not me. But it's mostly just, like, since kids, you know. And I've got baseball at night. I've got hockey at night if I want to watch sports. That's just, and NBA would come in third.
For me, it was when I realized I didn't need it to do this effectively.
Like, it just wasn't subject matter. You know, like, when you start doing a job like this, you want to know everything that's going on everywhere all the time, which is impossible, but it's what you think you need to do, right? If someone's going to call me and ask me about a guard on the Oklahoma City Thunder at, 9:30 at night on a Wednesday,
you'd better have an answer.
I'm going to want to know. You know, I'm here by my, you're coming to me. I want to try to be here for you. But, I realized, quite a few years ago that wasn't realistic and it didn't ever really happen. And so, I don't have anything. I love a good basketball game, but it's not. I'll always watch something that I think may help me do this in favor of it. So if there's a hockey game on, we talk way more hockey than probably almost any other show in the United States. and so I'm going to watch, I'll watch a hockey game instead because something might happen in it that will be germane to me doing this.
And you like it more.
And I like it more, yeah.
So I would say for those who stopped watching the NBA a long time ago, the closest comp that people say that Shea is like Clyde Drexler.
I was going to say him. I was about to ask you about him. Yes. Great. That's why I asked you how good a shooter he was, because I'm sort of listening to you and I get to Drexler, but I think, that's too long ago. But Drexler, he was money from distance.
Yeah, I think Shea's three-point percentage is less than 38%. So I'm trying to get it right now. Just pulled up. Yeah, he's shooting 35% from three right now. And he's not really a high-volume shooter. But again, defenses are going to try to collapse on him. And what the Pacers will do, because from a betting perspective, because that's why I'm on, they're not going to do what so many other teams do, which is they collapse on him. And then they allow Shea to be a facilitator, orchestrate, paint touches to spray out to the corners is what we see a lot of these great scorers, interior scorers do. But Indiana's not going to allow him to do that. They're just going to allow him to score at will, like they did for Jalen Brunson and they did for Donovan Mitchell. So I think Shea is going to score 30 every single game in this series. And you can bet that for plus 440.
Is Indiana worth 50 cents?
I don't think so.
No?
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't think so. Only because when you look at the last 20 years, underdogs with this high of underdogs, plus 500, have never won it ever. And underdogs in game ones that are larger than 5 points are 0-12 straight up and 1-11 against the spread. The last straight up win came in 2004. And that was the Pistons when they beat the Lakers as 8-point underdogs, and then they ended up winning the series. I just don't think that's a comparable analogy at all. I don't think that the Thunder could lose the series at all. Now, I feel bad for saying that because I have some friends that work in the front office of the Pacers, and when I texted them, hey, congratulations, this is amazing, they responded 4 more. So they're not messing around. They think they can compete. And they're going to have to do a lot. They're going to have to shoot a lot of threes, and they're going to have to hit those threes in order to compete with OKC. And that's definitely possible because they're a great three-point shooting team. I'm just concerned about whether they're going to be able to do that 4 times.
Okay. So would you bet under 5.5 games?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I think this is a 5-game series. That's what I believe. But all bets are off if Indiana was to win game one or game two, because OKC hasn't been a great road team. They probably should have lost all 3 games to Denver on the road. They probably should have lost 2 games to Memphis. They were down 50 and they ended up winning that game. And they won game two or game four by 2 points. And then they only won against Minnesota by 2 in game 4 as well. So
they lost the other one by a million.
So I could imagine that in Indiana, Indiana's probably going to be at least one.
All right. Maybe a sweep is the bet then. Probably plus money on a sweep, I would think. Maybe not.
Wouldn't play that.
No.
Wouldn't play that.
Okay. Gentlemen sweep. 3-0. Then they lose game 4 by 100, and then they win game 5 at home. That's better anyway.
Yeah, or they lose game 3. That's the game that usually they've lost.
Okay.
Minnesota. I remember correctly off the top of my head.
That's right about the last round. Very good, Trista. Any questions for us?
And you guys, what are you guys watching?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm watching The Dish with Kish. the sort of
the dish with Kish.
Sidecar to Top Chef. Kristen Kish, I mean, just could not be a better host. Could not be a better, all the boxes. And she does this like side show where it's other Top Chef contestants through the years where they come on and it's a challenge or they're making something together. Just a super, like yourself, a super likable personality. So last night I watched, I think, three of those.
Oh, and then, I know Kristen Kish. She's a baddie. I remember when she was on Top Chef.
Oh.
Yep. Mm. Yep. I remember her. She's South Korean, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing new on my end. I'm watching Succession. I never had watched a minute of it, so I'm in like halfway through season two of that. So I got a ways to go there. Nothing new caught my did you come across the John Hamm Apple TV thing?
It's so good. It's so good.
You
it's
like
so
it?
Slow though.
Friends it's and so they, I could not I watched four episodes and wanted to just hit every single character in the face with a shovel, and I was like, I'm out. I just can't.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
You're not into the Eat the Rich shows. I could tell that about you. That
makes sense. I also hated The White Lotus. Same thing. Yeah. But now Succession is all about billionaires, and they're all...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Contemptible. They're all jerks. I mean, they're awful. But it's... somehow compelling. It works for me in a different way than those
business
shows.
Business strategy, very compelling.
Yeah.
It's like Billions, the show Billions.
Right.
Also, if for those who haven't seen it, Mobland is fantastic. That is, I don't know if I've said this before coming on this show, but it's Tom Hardy, it's Pierce Brosnan, it's Helen Mirren, and I think those are the top three. What a
those cast. Are some actors, yeah, right.
And all the
right.
guy from House of the Dragon that was the king who ended up dying and having half of his face missing.
Careful.
He's in it as well. I don't know his name, but he's excellent, great actor. And it's about a mob family. And they're like an Irish-British sort of mob family living in London. And it is incredible.
Finally, a television drama about a mob family. Am I right? Finally.
Can't get enough of those.
What right? is the name of that? Because I feel like maybe I've seen some of that. Okay.
Mobland.
All right.
Mobland. Tom Hardy. Tommy Hardy's fantastic, by the way.
Kristen Kish. Your Kristen Kishes, your Tom Hardys, your Trista Cricks. Thank you, Trista. So excited to hear about your life and appreciate your time today.
I'll see you guys soon. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Trista Crick right there. Travis Yost coming up. Your Tristas, your Travises. Another show, great. Another great guest.
And onward and upward for her. She's doing great.
I know. Next time, we're on borrowed time with her.
Yeah, no, I know. She's not going to answer our calls.
I'm in Abu Dhabi. I'm not fighting.
Right.
Don't worry about me.
We're gonna need those Ray-Ban video whatever the Meta whatever. She's living in like private UFC fights. What?
We're gonna need you in Vegas, and then LA tomorrow.
What is happening?
We're gonna need you.
Yeah, like she's coming here to go get wings with me anytime soon. What are you kidding?
Well, we'll see what happens in January, maybe. We will talk to Travis Yost about the Sabres, the finals, the Bills. He loves the Bills. That'll be after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.